Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Over the past decade, our state's business community has become more and more connected to international trade. And in our new era of trade wars and rising tariffs, how are we coping? To help answer that question, the Folks Center for International Business at the Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia recently held a forum entitled International Strategy in an Era of Trade Uncertainty. Jerry McDermott is a professor of international business at the Moore School who served as the forum's moderator. Today he's in our studio. Jerry, welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
So first of all, give us an overview of the forum.
We pulled together four really global experts on trade. One of the top people from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, a former 25-year veteran of USTR, U.S. Trade Representative, who oversaw all the negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, as well as two leaders, corporate leaders, and that is the number two of UPS Worldwide, Jim Barber, as well as the General Counsel for Continental USA.
And what came out of this forum in regards to South Carolina's trade arena?
So South Carolina, if you look at all the statistics of growth over the last, say, 20 to 25 years, you know, South Carolina has largely grown because of trade, international trade, and that is particularly exports, as well as foreign direct investment. They often go hand in hand, or outside investment. It also could be American companies relocating here. So South Carolina has a huge vested interest in what goes on actually on these international agreements.
The concerns locally are?
A loss of jobs, loss of growth, loss of investment. I mean, those are the concerns, right?
How realistic or how serious are these concerns?
Well, I think they're pretty serious. There's discussions about what will happen with NAFTA, right? Or, you know, the new agreement with Mexico and Canada. If you look at the top five trading partners of South Carolina, not just the United States, so South Carolina, right? Where do exports go? It's Europe, Canada, and Mexico, also China. And by the way, when you look at the investment patterns, it's European countries. Europe, Mexico actually, and Canada are big investors into the state, Japan, and then comes China.
So are we starting to see any job losses or some of these countries pulling away?
In the short term, what happens is everything just freezes up. What people do is they start to hold up on their investments or they rethink their supply lines. And that starts to have an effect. So what we should see is you'll see some sort of decrease in investment patterns currently, and then you'll see it into the foreseeable 18 months. What should be concerning to South Carolina is what's the pattern of investment for stronger value-added products. So the forum talked a lot about that, particularly skills. So we're now at a skills deficit. South Carolina suffers tremendously from that. It has a problem with education, and it needs to really invest also in its technical training, like in the community college systems. Georgia is increasing tremendously its investments into technical schools.
I know that our technical colleges that are listening now would say that they are invested heavily into training for the business community.
They do a lot with a little, but they know they need a huge amount more. BMW is still looking for a lot more highly qualified workers. If you benchmark the state to its neighbors, it needs a lot more investment and a lot more focused industrial policy that matches new technologies with new skill sets.
And so the recommendations or the action plans that have come out of the forum, this would be one of the top items to encourage the state to invest more into skilled labor training?
Absolutely. Education across the board, R&D. I think one of the other findings that we found also in our own research is about small, medium-sized firms. As you know, South Carolina is largely a state of small and medium-sized firms, and in fact, account for about 84% of exporters, yet only 10% of export value. That is much less than the neighboring states. We, South Carolina, could be doing a lot better to organize key resources for our small and medium-sized firms to compete in these export value chains.
Jerry, thanks for stopping by our studio.
Thank you, Mike.
Jerry McDermott is a professor of international business at the Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia, who recently hosted a forum entitled International Strategy in an Era of Trade Uncertainty at the Folks Center for International Business at the school. And we will have a link to all of these posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.